Military seeks to accommodate all religious faiths. 15th of November, 2009. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. San Francisco, California. Newly resurrected Church of Satan founder Anton LaVey announced this morning that he will actively assist the Pentagon in bolstering recruitments in the armed forces. Says General Sidney Calumet of the Pentagon's Office of Recruitment, quote, "It's not unusual that we'd ask for the help of a religious figure in the defense of our country." Since his return from hell, Mr. LaVey has become the go-to man for Satanists of all stripes, unquote. Historically, the United States has been happy to push the idea of service to God and country. The Army's gotten its fair share of cannon fodder from appealing to the religious side of the average American. This says Colonel Pugnas DeSantos of the Army Recruitment Headquarters in Fort Benning's, Georgia. He goes on to say, quote, "Atheists and agnostics are not so pliable, but there's nothing wrong with having a devoted minion of Satan doing our dirty work in Iraq, now is there?" Unquote. LaVey was exhumed November 4, 2009, in a ceremony inspired by Satan himself. He told UN News, quote, "The Dark Lord himself commanded me to arise and serve. Who am I to disagree?" Unquote. Washington's biggest difficulty lies in finding enough chaplains to serve the growing military Satanist community. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.